This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Nokomis in the road, black uniforms trimmed out with the red numbers and white. Hillsboro in the home whites with the orange numbers trimmed out in the black. And a pretty excited crowd here this evening as these two Montgomery County schools will do battle tonight before heading into regional tournament play next week. Taylor Lohman will jump center for Nokomis. It'll be Sammy Matush jumping center for Hillsboro. The two shake hands, and we are ready to get this game underway. Hillsboro and Nokomis. Girls High School Hoops on FM 106, opening tip controlled by Nokomis. Off on the wing to Kayla Stouter. A long skip pass to the corner. Here's a shot from three-point land, no good, by Alyssa Huber. The putback by Lohman is good. And that's how this ball game starts. Taylor Lohman gets Nokomis on the board 2-0. We played 15 seconds in the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Rupert back out to the top of the key. Off into the left corner. It goes to Spencer Jorn. Back around to Rupert in the right corner. Roop gives the ball off to Matush. Matush works off a pick. Comes back to the top of the key. Out to Mackenzie Belliver. Mackenzie, a bounce pass back to Rupert. Here's Belliver. Back to the top of the key to Jorn. Off around to the left side. They go to Sammy Matush. Matush back to the top of the key to Jorn. Back out to Matush. A three ball, no good. Rebound weak side by Taylor Lohman of Nokomis. Taken away by Rupert of Hillsboro. And now Rupert's going to be called for traveling. So the ball will go back to Nokomis. We play just about a minute of the opening quarter. Nokomis with a 2-0 lead and the basketball. Kayla Stouter into the front court for Nokomis. Around to the near side to Alyssa Huber for three. No good. And the rebound pulled down on the weak side by Aubrey Rupert of Hillsboro. Out to Matush. Matush feeds inside to Belliver. Back to Matush. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound by McKenna Sanders for Nokomis. 6:45 to go opening quarter. Nokomis with a 2-0 lead in the ball. Here's a pass to the near side to Lohman. Back out front to Huber. Around to the right side. They try to go down on the low block to McKenna Sanders. And the ball is intercepted by Hillsboro. First turnover of the night for Nokomis. Here's a pass down on the baseline off to Emily Reynolds for Hillsboro. And now the Toppers will turn the ball over. Nokomis with the basketball. Here comes Alyssa Huber down the lane, laying it off the glass and in. Huber, her first bucket tonight, and Nokomis with a 4-0 lead. 6:14 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball, trying to knock the goose egg off the scoreboard. Here's Matush, around to Rupert, right side corner, a three-pointer up, and no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, or saved by Jorn. Jorn saves it, though, to one of the Nokomis players who steps out of bounds. McKenna Sanders was hustling, trying to get to the ball, and she stepped on the sidelines. Spencer Jorn is out, and into the contest comes Claire Tester, a 5'8 freshman for the Hilltoppers. Under 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with a 4-0 lead. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Belliver. Around to the right side to Rupert. Back to McKenzie. Belliver gives back to Rupert. Right wing. Bounce pass off to Tester. Drives the baseline. Pulls up. Six-footer is no good. Rebound Matush. Put back good. Sammy Matush with her first bucket tonight. 4-2. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Here's Stouter. Off to the near side to Lohman. Taylor from the left elbow. Back out to Stouter for the three ball. It is short. Rebound by Matush. She's tied up by two black shirts and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will give the ball to Hillsboro. 4-2 Nokomis lead. Hillsboro gets the ball back. Belliver lobs the ball in to Sammy Matush. She'll bring it up the floor. Matush around to the right side to Rupert. Nokomis in that 1-2-2 zone defense that we've become so accustomed to seeing. Here's Tester from the right elbow, and she is fouled. And I think McKenna Sanders or Alyssa Huber, it's going to be Alyssa Huber, charged with the foul. Her first, team's first. And this will put Claire Tester at the line to shoot two for Hillsboro. Kylie Meyer is going to be checking back in here in a moment for Hillsboro, or be checking in for the first time tonight for Hillsboro. And here comes Kylie, 5'9 junior, as the first free throw by Tester is missed. Belliver is out for Hillsboro. And Claire Testers with her second free throw attempt. This one is long. And Taylor Lohman the rebound for Nokomis. Lohman into the front court. Off on the right sidelines. A bounce pass to the corner to Stouter. They go underneath to Eisenbarth. And Macy puts it off the glass and in. Good ball movement by Nokomis. 6-2 Nokomis with the lead. under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Matouche off to Kylie Meyer on the left wing. Lobs it to Tester at the free throw line. Matouche open for the three, left side, good. Nothing but net. 5 points for Matouche, 6-5 the ball game. Nokomis with a 1 point lead in the ball. And here's a shot, a 3-pointer by Alyssa Huber. No good from the right side. And the rebound by Hillsboro. Matouche front court off to Meyer. Back to Matouche, here's Rupert. Open for the three, ball for the lead, good. Aubrey Rupert gives Hillsboro the lead with her first bucket of the night. And the Toppers lead 8-6. 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Huber. Off on the wing to Stouter. A lob pass down to Lohman over Taylor's head and out of bounds. Turnover number two by Nokomis. Hillsboro leading 8-6. 4:07 to go. First quarter. Here's Kylie Meyer into the front court. Off to Aubrey Rupert. Into the corner to Matouche. Sammy fires it back out to Kylie Meyer. Inside to Claire Tester. Tester, a nice step around move. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And the rebound pulled down by McKenna Sanders. Ahead to Kayla Stouter for Nokomis. Across to Lohman. Layup left side. Good! Good ball movement again by Nokomis. 4 points for Taylor Lohman. And the game tied at 8. 3:40 to go first quarter. Here's a three from Rupert. No good. Ball pops loose. It's picked up by Alyssa Huber. Here comes Alyssa pulling up for the 10-footer. Good! Huber has her first bucket tonight. Or second bucket tonight. And that makes it a 10-8 score. Nokomis with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Tester at the free throw line for Hillsboro to Meyer. Now Rupert down the lane. Aubrey shot blocked away, and Rupert picks it back up for Hillsboro. Aubrey, skip pass down to the baseline. The shot up, no good by Emily Reynolds. Picked up by Matouche, who drives in, lays it up, and draws the foul. She'll be at the line for a couple. And we'll see who this foul's on. It's going to be on Taylor Lohman, her first, team second for Nokomis. Matouche at the line to shoot two for the Toppers. First toss is long. Score remains Nokomis 10, Hillsboro 8. Eisenbarth out, Stouter is out. Vanessa Patkus is in for Nokomis, and another person came in and didn't see her, but we'll catch up to her here in a moment. Here's the next toss from Matouche, and Matouche hits this free throw. She's got 6 points tonight. And a 10-9 lead for Nokomis. As Huber brings it into the front court. Bounce pass off on the wing to McKenna Sanders. They lob inside, give it off to Kirsten Hughes, who was the other player to check in. Now a runner put up on the baseline by Alyssa Huber, and the rebound pulled down by Hillsboro. Toppers are down by a point. Here's a three ball from Matouche. Up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by McKenna Sanders for Nokomis. Nokomis with a 10-9 lead. 2.5 to go first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Sanders tries to hit Vanessa Patkus underneath on the low block. And we've got a foul called against Hillsboro. And this one's going to be on Claire Tester, her first, team's first. Out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. Lohman the trigger man. Comes into the left corner, off to Alyssa Huber for three, no good. Ball tipped out, Rupert, a long lead pass out to Matouche, who tries to catch up to it, and Matouche cannot. So the Toppers turn it over for the second time. Here comes Kayla Stouter back off the bench for Nokomis. She's going to replace Alyssa Huber. Nokomis leading 10-9, 2:22 to go first quarter, and Nokomis gets the basketball back. Here's Stouter into the front court, around to Lohman. Back out to Stouter out near midcourt. Her pass to the right side deflected away. She was trying to hit McKenna Sanders. I think Kylie Meyer got a hand on it for Hillsboro. So it'll be out of bounds for Nokomis right in front of the Hilltopper bench. Ball comes into Patkus. Back out front now to Stouter. Into the left corner to Lohman. Drives baseline. 10-footer no good. Follows her shot and is fouled. And Lohman will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Foul that time called on Clara Tester of Hillsboro, her second, team second, and two free throws for Taylor Lohman. First toss is up and good. Taylor with 5 points tonight. Nokomis with a 2-point lead, 11-10. Tester is out. Jade Scroggins is in, a 5'6 junior for Hillsboro. Exactly 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. And the next toss from Lohman is in and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Rupert. She is fouled in there by McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. And McKenna will get her first personal foul, third team foul. Out of bounds for Hillsborough in the backcourt. So a two-point Nokomis lead. Hillsborough with the ball. Scroggins brings it into the front court. Left side off to Rupert. There's Meyer in the left corner. Back out to Rupert along the sidelines. Back to Kylie Meyer. Back to Rupert. Bounce pass to Scroggins at the point. Scroggins has her pocket picked by Kayla Stouter. Stouter into the front court for Nokomis. To Lohman. Underneath, bank shot off the glass and in by Kirsten Hughes. Hughes with her first bucket tonight. The 5'11 senior and a 13-9 lead for Nokomis. 80 seconds to go first quarter. Hillsborough with the ball. Here's Meyer. Off to Rupert. Out to Scroggins at the point. Around to Matouche. Right baseline. Puts up the shot. Fouled by Vanessa Patkus. Patkus will get her first. Team's fourth. And that'll put Matouche back at the free throw line for Hillsborough. A minute 13 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsborough down by four, 13-9. Make it 13-10. 7 points for Sammy Matouche. Patkus is out. Lohman is out for Nokomis. Alyssa Huber back in. And Macy Eisenbarth back in. Matouche with a second free throw good. 8 points for Sammy and a 13-11 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis having problems against that Hilltopper defense. They get it into the front court to Alyssa Huber. Huber back out front to Kayla Stouter. Around to the near side. Sanders going to pop the three ball. No good. Off on the floor. Picked up by Stouter on the far corner. Back out front it comes to Sanders. Bounce pass on the wing. They go underneath to Huber. And now Macy Eisenbarth is tied up in there by Macy Blankenship, a 5'11 sophomore for Hillsborough. So the two Macy's on the floor tie each other up, and the ball will belong to Nokomis. Nokomis will inbound on their baseline, leading 13-11 with 47 seconds to go first quarter. Ball comes out to Stouter. Back to the corner. Here's a two-point shot just inside the arc from Alyssa Huber. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Hillsborough, Sammy Matouche. We're counting down to about 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hillsborough down by a deuce. 13-11. Here's Scroggins. Back to Rupert, back to Scroggins. The pass was behind her. She has to chase it down almost at midcourt. Back to Rupert, 22 seconds and counting. Kylie Meyer, toppers running the clock, working for the final shot. Clock down to 15 seconds. Here's Scroggins at the point. Jade with 10. Off to the right wing, off to Kylie Meyer with 6. Out to Matouche. Sammy, a long three, no good. Out of bounds, it's going to belong to Nokomis with 1 second to go in the first quarter. The ball goes out into the foyer, and the official has to go out there and chase it. Now he's got it, so Nokomis will inbound the basketball with 1 second to go. Comes into Stouter, and that's it. After 1 quarter of play in this non-conference battle, it's Nokomis 13, Hillsborough 11, back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. 2-point lead for Nokomis. Hillsborough starts the second quarter with the basketball. Here's Scroggins out front with it. Around to Meyer inside the lane. They hit Macy Blankenship. Back outside to Kylie Meyer. Bounce pass to Jade Scroggins. Around to Rupert. Rupert takes one dribble. Back to Scroggins. Jade's open for three. It's off the mark. Rupert the rebound. Bounce pass to Matouche. Drives baseline. Puts it up and in. Matouche with 10 points tonight. 13-13 the score. Nokomis with the basketball. We played a half minute here in the second quarter. And a pass ahead to Taylor Lohman. And Taylor was going too fast and dragged that pivot foot. Call for traveling. Turnover number 3 by Nokomis. And the ball will go back to Hillsborough. Scroggins off to Rupert along the left sidelines. Back out front to Jade Scroggins at the point. Rupert open for the 3 for the lead. Good. Rupert hits her second tray of the night. She's got 6, and it's a 16-13 Hillsborough lead. 7-10 to go in the first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Stouter with it. Around to the right side, Nokomis, or Hillsborough. Looks like they're in a man-to-man defense. Here's Kayla Stouter on the left wing. Bounce pass to Macy Eisenbarth. Macy drives in, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound on the weak side. The putback is no good. Eisenbarth has her shot blocked away now, and the toppers come up with it. Here's Scroggins into the front court. Off on the wing to Matouche. Sammy drives the right baseline. Kicks it around to Meyer. Rupert, another three, is off the mark. Rebound, Matouche, put back, no good, and a foul called against Vanessa Patkus of Nokomis. Patkus will get her second, team's fifth, and Matouche will be at the line to shoot two for Hillsboro. But first, there's timeout. 6:34 to go in the first half. Hillsboro leads this one 16-13 over Nokomis. Back with more in 40 seconds. Sammy Matouche at the line for two for Hillsboro. Misses the first free throw attempt. Patkus is out, and back in is McKenna Sanders for Nokomis, as Matouche will get her second free throw attempt. This one is right on the money. She has 11. And Hillsboro leads 17-13. Here comes full court pressure by the Toppers. Here's Alyssa Huber into the front court. Feeds off to Macy Eisenbarth, who misses a point-blank shot, and the rebound pulled down by Hillsboro. Here's Rupert off to the left wing to Kylie Meyer. Meyer, pass to the free throw line. They go underneath to Jade Scroggins. Scroggins shot. Somebody got a hand on it. Now it's going to be a jump ball, and the ball will belong to Nokomis. 6:09 to go, first half. Hillsboro 17, Nokomis 13. Ball comes into Kayla Stouter for Nokomis. Off it goes to Alyssa Huber. Lohman now in the backcourt. Taylor will bring it into the front court against pressure. Lohman down the lane, runs into Macy Blankenship, and Blankenship wasn't set, and she'll get the foul. And that'll put Lohman at the free throw line to shoot a couple of shots. Lohman with 5 points tonight. Blankenship gets her first personal, third team foul for Hillsboro. Taylor Lohman's free throw, good. 6 points for Taylor. That makes it a 17-14 ball game. Scroggins is out, Meyer out. Emily Reynolds back in for Hillsboro, and Shelby Hooley, a 5'5 sophomore, in. Lohman's second toss, right on the money. 7 points for Taylor. And a two-point ball game, 17-15. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball, under 6 minutes to play first half. Here's Hooley out front with the ball. Around to Rupert on the right wing. Back to Shelby Hooley at the point. Here's Rupert driving the baseline. Kicks it into the corner to Reynolds. Back out front to Hooley. Hooley brings it across to Sammy Matouche. Matouche at the point. Lobs into Blankenship. Gives the ball off to Reynolds. Emily drives the lane, puts it off the glass and in. Nice move by Reynolds. Her first bucket tonight. 19-15, Hillsboro with the lead. Nokomis with the ball, 5.5 to go. A three is up and no good by Alyssa Huber for Nokomis. And a big tie-up underneath, a jump ball. Sanders and Blankenship tied it up, and the ball will belong to Hillsboro on the possession arrow. A four-point lead for Hillsboro, 19-15. Hillsboro with the ball, Matouche. Off to Rupert on the left wing. There's Blankenship. Back to Rupert. Drives to the edge of the lane. Blankenship. Back out to Hooley. Around to Matouche on the right wing. Back out front to Hooley. There's Aubrey Rupert. Takes one dribble. Back out front to Hooley. Back to Rupert on the left side. Back out front to Shelby Hooley. Hooley goes to the high post. Off to Blankenship. Free throw line. Macy takes one dribble, comes back out front, gives it off to Rupert. Now to Matouche. Skip pass to the right side to Hooley. Here's Rupert near the top of the key. Inside to Blankenship. The ball knocked away, taken away by Taylor Lohman of Nokomis. Turnover number four by Hillsboro. Here's Kayla Stouter. Out to Huber. Down underneath to Eisenbarth. Back across to Huber. Down low to McKenna Sanders. Back to Alyssa Huber in the corner, and the ball's going to belong to Hillsboro. Turnover number five by Nokomis. 4:20 to go in the first half. A 19-15 Hillsboro lead over Nokomis. Hillsboro with the ball. Matouche into the front court. Bounce pass to Blankenship at the high post. Left side off to Rupert. Rupert drives in, kicks it out front. Hooley, a three ball, no good. And it's picked up off the floor by Kayla Stouter for Nokomis. Ahead it comes to Alyssa Huber. Huber off to Taylor Lohman, wide open from 15, and it is good. Lohman with 9 points tonight, 19-17. So Nokomis cuts the Hilltopper lead to two. 3:45 to go, first half. Hillsborough with the two-point lead and the ball. Blankenship at the high post. Off to Shelby Hooley, top of the key. Works around Blankenship. Kicks the ball off to the side to Matouche. Sammy puts it up, no good. Rebound battle for, out of bounds. Last touch in there by Blankenship. It's going to belong to Nokomis. Claire Tester is back in, replacing Macy Blankenship. Macy Eisenbarth is out for Nokomis. And it looks like Vanessa Patkus is back in for Nokomis. Here's Lohman on the left side. Works off a pick set there by Kirsten Hughes, who's also checked back in. Here's Huber. Has a bounce pass that's picked off by Sammy Matouche of Hillsborough. Here's Matouche off to Rupert. A three from the corner is short. Ball into the corner, picked up off the floor by Kirsten Hughes of Nokomis. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Hillsborough with a two-point lead. A long pass to Lohman. Taylor into the lane, kicks the ball to the side. The shot by Patkus is good, and Vanessa ties the game up. We're tied at 19. That's Vanessa's first basket tonight. 2:45 to go, first half. Hillsborough with a basketball. Here's Rupert with it. Bounce pass to the corner. Off to Emily Reynolds. Off to Matouche. Left corner three is no good, and Matouche will get three free throws. Or is it going to be out of bounds? It'll be a foul on the floor, it looks like. A foul on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds for Hillsborough. And Eisenbarth's going to come back in and replaces McKenna Sanders. Emily Cesaretti, a 5'5 junior, is going to come in. Emily was dealing with a sore ankle in the JV game tonight. Hughes is out. Foul that time. Was called on McKenna Sanders, her second, team sixth for Nokomis. And now Nokomis with the steal. Here's Lohman going in for the shot from 10 feet away, and she is fouled. And Taylor Lohman will get a couple of free throws. So the game tied at 19. 2:26 to go in the first half. And Taylor Lohman of Nokomis is at the free throw line and could give Nokomis the lead with a free throw or two here. And she does. 10 points for Taylor and a 2:19 lead for Nokomis. Kylie Meyer back in, and Shelby Hooley is out for Hillsborough. And Lohman, going for two in a row, gets it. 11 points for Taylor Lohman, and Nokomis with a two-point lead, 21-19. 2:22 to go, first half. Hillsborough with the ball. Matouche, right side. Down the lane she goes, out of control, loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number six. Ball back to Nokomis. 2:15 to go in the first half. Nokomis with a two-point lead. Here's Kayla Stouter. Off to Lohman. Works off a pick by Patkus. Lohman down the lane. Puts it off the glass too hard. Matouche with the tip. Gets the rebound. And Sammy will bring it into the front court for Hillsborough with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Toppers down by a deuce. Here's Rupert. Back out to Kylie Meyer. Tester, free throw line. Turns, shoots, and scores. Claire Tester with her first bucket ties the game at 21. 105 seconds to go, first half. Nokomis with the ball. Long pass to Lohman. Lohman back out front to Kayla Stouter. Around to the right side off to Emily Cesaretti. She lobs down to Patkus, but lobs it right into the hands of Hillsborough. Turnover number seven by Nokomis. Here's Rupert. From the right corner, another three ball, no good. Goes right into the hands of Emily Reynolds, who puts it off the glass and in, and Emily has 4 points tonight. Hillsborough with a 23-21 lead. 75 seconds to go, first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Been a pretty good ball game here this evening. Fans have enjoyed it. Here's Lohman into the corner. Stouter back on the wing, puts up the 15-footer, good, and Kayla has her first bucket tonight. And that ties the game at 23. Under a minute to play. In the first half, Hillsborough with the ball. Here's Matouche, open for the three, comes up short. Emily Reynolds puts it up and in, and plus one. And the foul's going to be on Patkus. That's going to be Vanessa's third, team seventh. Count the basket for Reynolds. That's 6 points tonight for Emily and a 25-23 lead for Hillsboro. And she'll have a chance for the three-point play. Rupert is out, Tester out, Blankenship and Scroggins back in for Hillsboro. And Hillsboro's Emily Reynolds, a 5'8 sophomore at the line, and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And she gets it. 7 points for Emily on this quarter, and a three-point lead for Hillsboro, 26-23. 43 seconds to go first half. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Huber feeding off to Lohman on the baseline. Taylor puts it off the glass and in. 13 points for Lohman, 26-25. Hillsboro with a one-point lead in the ball. 30 seconds to go first half. Inside they go to Blankenship. Off on the wing. Here's Reynolds open from 15. Hits it. Emily with nine. 28-25. Hillsboro by three. 18 seconds to go first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Stouter. Off on the wing. They go to Alyssa Huber. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number eight by Nokomis. 11 seconds to go. In the first half, Claire Tester will come back in and replace Macy Blankenship. Toppers will inbound the ball on the backcourt, right in front of their bench, and Aubrey Rupert will come back in and replace Jade Scroggins. 3-point lead for the Toppers as we wind it down to halftime. Here's Meyer, back out to Rupert with seven. Rupert with six, gives it off to Meyer. Here's Tester in the lane, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound loose, that's it. At the half, Hillsboro leads Nokomis 28-25. We'll come back with some halftime stuff for you right after these messages. Well, here we go, third quarter action about ready to get underway. It looks like Taylor Lohman, along with Alyssa Huber, Macy Eisenbarth, McKenna Sanders, and Kayla Stouter for Nokomis. Nokomis will get the ball to start the third quarter. Kylie Meyer, Sammy Matouche, Claire Tester, Emily Reynolds, and Aubrey Rupert in for Hillsboro. And here we go. Third quarter underway. Nokomis with the basketball down by three. Here's Stouter at the top of the key. Down to the right side, off to Lohman. Taylor takes the ball down to the baseline. Kicks the ball back to McKenna Sanders. Here's Lohman. Outside the arc, a skip pass over to Alyssa Huber on the left side. Alyssa curls around, comes to the free throw line, off to Lohman for the three, for the tie, no good. Rebound Clara Tester for Hillsboro. Tester gets the ball ahead to Rupert. Rupert into the right corner, off to Emily Reynolds. Here's Rupe for a three ball, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Taylor Lohman for Nokomis. We're about 40 seconds into the third quarter. Nokomis trails by three and has the basketball. Here's Huber. Now front to Stouter. Alyssa Huber on the left wing. Almost took the three-point shot, but then passed it up. Out front it comes to Sanders. Around to Stouter on the right wing. Kayla fires it back to the corner to Lohman. On the left side. Lohman curls around to the free throw line. Back out to McKenna Sanders. Here's Kayla Stouter. Works off pick. Now into the corner it goes to McKenna Sanders again. Back out front to Alyssa Huber. Huber to the free throw line. Back out front to Taylor Lohman. Good defensive stand here for Hillsboro. There's Lohman for Nokomis to the free throw line. Off to Macy Eisenbarth. Macy fires the ball off to Stouter. Open for the three, for the tie, no good. And the rebound pulled down underneath by McKenna Sanders, who's called for traveling. Turnover number nine by Nokomis. And the ball will belong to Hillsboro. 28-25, the Hillsboro lead, 6.5 to go third quarter. Hillsboro gets the basketball back. Here's Rupert, back out front to Kylie Meyer. Meyer fires it back out to Rupert. Here's Sammy Matouche left wing. Back to Kylie Meyer, back to Rupert at the point. Rupert, a bounce pass off to Kylie Meyer, into Tester from the elbow. The shot, no good. Bounced around two or three times and came out. And the rebound by Alyssa Huber. For Nokomis, here's Lohman off to Stouter, underneath to Sanders, back to Huber in the left corner. Bounce pass to Eisenbarth, intercepted by Hillsboro's Aubrey Rupert, who goes coast to coast, tries the layup and missed it. Rebound tied up, it's going to be a jump ball, and it'll belong to Hillsboro. Neither team has scored here in the third quarter. 28-25. Hillsboro with a three-point lead, 5:48 to go, third period. Matouche fires the ball out front for Hillsboro to Kylie Meyer. One dribble, bounce pass to Tester at the free throw line, and her bounce pass is intercepted by Nokomis. So back comes Nokomis. Here's Stouder. A long pass ahead to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa keeps it in play as she was going out of bounds. Picked up by Kayla Stouder. Nice play by Alyssa Huber. Here's Stouder. Gives it out front to Taylor Lohman. Lohman down the lane, puts up the 10-footer. Good. Taylor Lohman with 15 points. That makes it a one-point game, 28-27. Hillsborough with the lead, the ball, and 5:15 to go third quarter. Here's Kylie Meyer. Off to Rupert. Back out to Meyer. Meyer fires it to Matouche. Matouche, left wing, drives to the baseline, tries to drive along the baseline, tries to feed off underneath, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Taylor Lohman of Nokomis. So Hillsborough will hold on to the basketball on the baseline. Kylie Meyer, the trigger man, looks to the left corner to Rupert. Aubrey drives in, puts up the runner, good. Rupert with 8 points tonight. Hillsborough leads by three again, 30-27. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Stouder, off to Eisenbarth. Gives back to Alyssa Huber. Huber, top of the key, to the free throw line. Kicks it off to Stouder on the left wing. Kayla looks for some help. Hands the ball right to Clara Tester of Hillsborough. Clara goes in for the layup and gets it. Tester with four, 32-27, a five-point lead for Hillsborough. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Stouder. Off to Taylor Lohman on the left wing. Lohman lost her dribble. And now the pass deflected away. Matouche comes up with it for Hillsborough. Turnover number 12 by Nokomis. And now Matouche has the ball knocked away. A big scramble. Matouche ends up with it again. And now timeout called by Hillsborough. 4:08 to go, third quarter. Hillsborough leads this one 32-27. Back with more in 40 seconds. Five-point lead for Hillsborough, 32-27. Hillsborough inbounds the basketball following the timeout. Here's Meyer, right side of the key, back out front to Rupert. They go baseline to Emily Reynolds, but Taylor Lohman's there to intercept the pass for Nokomis. Lohman ahead now to McKenna Sanders, back out to Lohman at the top of the key. Fires the ball right into the bench of Nokomis. Turnover 13 by Nokomis. 3:50 to go, third quarter. 32-27 lead for Hillsborough. Hillsborough gets the basketball back. Terrific crowd on hand tonight for this Thursday night matchup. And now traveling called on Kylie Meyer. She picked up her dribble and then picked up her pivot foot before she delivered the pass. Turnover number 9 by Hillsborough. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. Here's Alyssa Huber into the front court. Bounce pass to Macy Eisenbarth. Backdoor Lohman. Layup good. Oh, great ball movement that time by Nokomis. Lohman connects on the bucket underneath. 32-29. Hillsborough leads by three. Hillsborough with the ball. 3.5 to play. Third quarter. Tester in the lane. Six-footer no good. Matouche battles for the rebound. Goes up with the shot and is fouled. And Matouche will get a couple of free throws for Hillsborough. Kirsten Hughes gets the foul. That's her first for Nokomis, team's first this half. And the free throw good by Matouche. She has a dozen points tonight. That makes it 33-29, a four-point lead for Hillsborough. And second toss good. 13 points, a baker's dozen for Matouche. 34-29, toppers by five. By the way, Jade Scroggins came in and replaced, I believe, Kylie Meyer. Nokomis with the ball down by Nicholsworth. Here's Taylor Lohman at the top of the key. They go baseline to McKenna Sanders. 10-footer good, and McKenna has her first bucket tonight. 34-31, that was a big bucket for Nokomis. 3 minutes to play third quarter. Hillsborough with a three-point lead in the ball. Here's Scroggins, top of the key. Off to Rupert. Rupert. Bounce pass to Claire Tester at the left elbow. Back out to Scroggins, around to Matouche. Matouche drives the baseline. Double team there. Now trapped in the corner, and timeout call by Hillsborough. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Hillsborough leads this one by three, 34-31. Back with more right after this message. A 34-31 lead for Hillsborough. 2:40 to go, third quarter. It's been a tight ball game all night. Nokomis led at the end of the first quarter, 13-11. Hillsborough led at the half, 28-25. Toppers lead 34-31 with 2:40 to go third quarter. And Hillsborough will inbound the ball right in front of their bench. Comes into Scroggins. Scroggins around to Sammy Matouche. Matouche to the high post to Macy Blankenship. Off to Rupert, down the lane, puts up the runner, good. Rupert with 10. 36-31, Hillsborough lead back to 5. 2:20 to go third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball, Stouter with it. Kayla, bounce pass off on the wing to Taylor Lohman. Lohman back out front to Kirsten Hughes. Back around to the right side to Stouter. Now we're going to have a foul against the Hilltoppers. And this foul is called against Emily Reynolds. It's going to be her first, team's first. Out of bounds on the baseline for Nokomis. Lohman will be the trigger man. Taylor running out of time, and now timeout called by Nokomis before the five-second count. 2:07 to go third quarter. Hillsborough 36, Nokomis 31. Back with more right after this one message. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And boys doubleheader tomorrow night, Hillsborough at Carlinville, North Mac at Auburn. Coverage starts at 7:30 here on FM 106.1. Nokomis inbounds the basketball. Here's Lohman in the lane. Kicks the ball out to McKenna Sanders left side. Back to Lohman on the right side of the key. Lohman lobs down low. Here's a turnaround shot by Vanessa Patkus. It's right off the glass and in. 4 points for Vanessa tonight. 36-33. That cuts the Hillsborough lead back to 3. 108 seconds to go third quarter. Hillsborough with the lead and the ball, and now the Toppers throw it out of bounds. Turnover number 10 by Hillsborough. Nokomis will get the ball back with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter, trailing by 3 points. Both of these teams pretty close as far as records are concerned. 16-10 for Nokomis, 16-11 for Hillsborough. Of course, Nokomis Class 1A, Hillsborough Class 2A. Lohman for three, for the tie, good! Taylor Lohman hits the tray. She's got 20 tonight. We're tied at 36. 80 seconds to go. Hillsborough with the basketball. Here's Scroggins with it out front to Matouche. Matouche for the three for the lead. Good! Sammy Matouche counters with a three-pointer. She's got 16 tonight. And Hillsborough back into the lead, 39-36 with a minute to play. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Lohman, left side. Back out front to Vanessa Patkus, the 5'9 junior. Around to the right side to Stouter. They go inside to Sanders. McKenna steps up, puts it off the glass and in. Sanders with 4 points all in this quarter. 39-38. Hillsborough by a point. 44 seconds to go third quarter. Hillsborough with the ball. Rupert to Blankenship. Scroggins in the corner. Back to Blankenship in the lane. The shot from 10. Good. Blankenship's first bucket tonight. Toppers lead by 3 again, 41-38. Half minute to play. Nokomis with the ball. Here's a 3 from Huber for the tie. No good. Rebound by Matouche for Hillsborough. Sammy from coast to coast, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Nokomis. That's going to be on Kayla Stouter. Stouter will get her first, team second, and 2 free throws coming up for Sammy Matouche of Hillsborough. 18 seconds remaining, third quarter. Matouche free throw good. 17 for Sammy. 42-38. Hillsborough leads by 4. And substitutions in here. Kaylee Ward is in for Hillsborough. Kylie Meyer is back in. Kaylee Ward, by the way, a 5'10 sophomore. And the next toss for Matouche is off the mark. No good. Picked up by McKenna Sanders. Gives off to Kayla Stouter. 15 seconds to go. Nokomis, a long pass to Alyssa Huber. Huber, skip pass to Lohman, left side. Lohman, bounce pass back out front. They go down low to Eisenbarth, who lays it off the glass and in. What a great pass and a terrific finish by Eisenbarth. 42-40, a long shot from midcourt by Matouche is off the mark. After three quarters of play, we got us a ball game. It's Hillsborough 42, Nokomis 40, the money quarter coming up in 60 seconds. Nokomis with the basketball as we begin the fourth quarter. Here's a three-point shot by Alyssa Huber, no good. McKenna Sanders, the putback, no good. McKenna gets the rebound and is fouled. It'll be out of bounds for Nokomis. I believe Blankenship is the guilty party. Yeah. Macy Blankenship for Hillsborough, her second, team second. Out of bounds for Nokomis into the corner for the three for the tie for Huber, no good. Rebound by Rupert, and then she lost it. Picked up by Alyssa Huber. Nokomis trails by two. There's a long pass into the corner to Huber. Skip pass to Stouder. Kayla underneath to McKenna Sanders. Puts up the shot and no good. And Rupert comes up with it for Hillsboro. And then lost it out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. A two-point Hillsboro lead, 42-40. It'll be Nokomis basketball on their baseline. Huber, the trigger man, out to Taylor Lohman. Lohman to the free throw line, back to Stouder. Kayla around to the right side. Gives it back out to Lohman. Bounce pass to Alyssa Huber. Left wing, down low to Sanders, and the ball knocked away and picked up by Aubrey Rupert of Hillsboro. Turnover 14 by Nokomis. Hillsboro with a two-point lead. We played about a minute here in the fourth quarter. Hillsboro with the ball. Kylie Meyer has the ball knocked out of bounds on a pass towards the corner. And the ball will belong to Hillsboro right in front of the Toppers bench. Jade Scroggins will be the trigger man. Scroggins gets it back out to Rupert. Back to Scroggins. Into the corner to Kylie Meyer. Back to Scroggins. Here's Rupert open for the three straight on. Got it! Roop hits her third tray of the night. She's got a baker's dozen. And Hillsboro leads by five, 45-40. 6:40 to go in the ballgame. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Huber. Back out to Lohman. Stouder on the left wing. Into the corner to Alyssa Huber. Sanders kicks it back out to Stouder. Here's Lohman. Back to Huber. Inside to Sanders. A three from Stouder. Straight on. No good. Rebound Sammy Matouche for Hillsboro. Hillsboro leading by five, 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Here's Matouche down the lane, bangs it off the glass too hard, comes way back out front. Here's Scroggins, who's going to pop the three ball, no good. Loose in the lane and picked up by Nokomis. And then knocked loose by Matouche, and it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Hillsboro as Matouche deflected the ball off of Alyssa Huber. So Shelby Hooley is back in for Hillsboro. And Emily Reynolds is back in for Hillsboro. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Matouche for three from the corner. No good. Reynolds the rebound. Emily tied up. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Hillsboro. 5:55 to go in the ball game. Hillsboro 45. Nokomis 40. And Hillsboro will get the basketball on their baseline. Aubrey Rupert will be the trigger man. Rupert lobs it out to Matouche on the left wing. Back to Rupert in the corner. Rupert on the dribble. Fires it back out front to Shelby Hooley. Back to Rupert. Drives into the edge of the lane. Puts up the runner. Good. 15 points for Rupert tonight. And a 7-point lead for Hillsboro. 47-40. And now Nokomis wants timeout. 5:35 to go in the game. It's Hillsboro 47, Nokomis 40. Back with more in 40 seconds. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast tonight here on FM 106. Tom Williams has produced our broadcast this evening. 47-40, Hillsboro with a 7-point lead. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in this contest. And then it's off to regional tournament week next week for these teams. Hillsboro will be at Alton Marquette in Class 2A. Nokomis will be at home in Class 1A. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Alyssa Huber with it. Top of the key. Off to Sanders. On the wing. Three-pointer up. No good. By Stouder. Kayla follows her shot. Puts it up from right underneath and can't get it to fall. Claire Tester with the rebound, and she is fouled by Nokomis. It'll be out of bounds in the backcourt for Hillsboro. And this foul on, I think, Taylor Lohman. Yep. It's going to be Taylor's second. Team's third. 5:14 to go in the game. Hillsboro with a 7-point lead and the basketball. Here's Shelby Hooley to the baseline to Reynolds. Underneath Claire Tester. Left-handed shot. No good. Macy Eisenbarth with a rebound for Nokomis and a foul on Matouche in the backcourt. Matouche will get her first personal foul, third team foul. Out of bounds for Nokomis in the backcourt. 5 minutes to go in the game. A 7-point Hillsboro lead. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Stouder. Round to the right side to Alyssa Huber. Huber down to the baseline. Gets shut off there. Out to McKenna Sanders. Back out to the top of the key to Kayla Stouter. Back to the right corner to Huber. Or to Sanders. Now to Huber. Down the lane. Alyssa's shot comes up short. And it's picked up by Matouche. For Hillsboro. Out to Rupert. Shelby Hooley drives in the lane. Puts up the shot and is fouled. And that foul is going to be on McKenna Sanders. It's going to be her third, team's fourth. And two free throws for Shelby Hooley. For Hillsboro. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. 7-point lead for the Toppers. The free throw by Hooley is off the mark. Shelby's a 5'5 sophomore. And the next toss is off the mark as well. And the rebound by McKenna Sanders for Nokomis. And give it off to Alyssa Huber. Huber off to the right side to Taylor Lohman. Lohman fires it back out to Macy Eisenbart. Here's Stouter on the left wing. Nokomis down by 7, 4:10 to go in the game. Top of the key. Now underneath. Here's Eisenbart. Puts a shot off the glass and in. And Macy has 6 points tonight. 47-42. That cuts the Hillsboro lead to 5. Under 4 minutes to play in the game. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Hooley with it. Out to Rupert. Back to Shelby Hooley. Rupert top of the key. Inside the lane to Tester. Claire puts up the 6-footer. Good. Tester with 6 points tonight. 49-42. Hillsboro back to a 7-point advantage with 3:35 to go in the game. Nokomis with the basketball. Around to the right side, off to Huber. Stouter at the point. Back to Alyssa Huber. Here's McKenna Sanders. Back out to Stouter from 17. Air ball. Eisenbarth saves it. Picked up by Huber. Back to Stouter. Around to Lohman. Eisenbarth from the baseline. 15-footer. Good. Macy with 8 points tonight. 49-44. And the lead cut back to 5. Hillsboro with the lead. The ball and 3:05 to go in the game. Tester near the right elbow. Gives off to Rupert. Rupert back to the top of the key. Now a bounce pass to the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Hillsboro. Under 3 minutes to play in this contest. Here comes Jade Scroggins back in for Hillsboro, replacing Shelby Hooley. A 5-point topper advantage. Ball comes into Matouche. Matouche back at the top of the key as Hillsboro has a 5-point lead. And the basketball. Here's Scroggins around to Rupert. Scroggins, Tester at the free throw line. Back to Rupert on the wing. Aubrey drives the baseline now. Cut off there, back along the sidelines, out to Scroggins. Scroggins on the dribble out front. Comes to the near side, the left side, off to Matouche. Matouche with the ball. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Hillsboro with a 5-point lead in the basketball. Now a foul on Alyssa Huber. That is Alyssa's second, team's fifth. And the ball will be out of bounds. 49-44, the Hillsboro lead. 2:20 to go in the game. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Scroggins. Back to Rupert. Tester at the right elbow. Drives the lane, puts up the shot. It's loose, and Eisenbarth comes up with it. Stouter, a long pass to Lohman. Taylor had it, lost it, picks it back up, and scores. Taylor Lohman, 22 points tonight, and timeout called. 2:01 to go in this game. It's a 3-point ball game. Hillsboro 49, Nokomis 46. Back with more in 40 seconds. You can find podcasts of all of our high school sporting events on our website, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure or download a copy for free. 2:01 to go in the game. Hillsboro 49, Nokomis 46. Hillsboro's basketball in the backcourt. And Emily Reynolds will try to get the ball inbounds against that Nokomis pressure. Gets it into Matouche. Back to Emily Reynolds. Reynolds on the dribble. Gives off to Matouche. Now Matouche lost her dribbles. Here's Scroggins, and now Hillsboro wants to call timeout to avoid the 10-second count. So with 1:49 to go in the ball game, timeout called by Hillsboro. Hillsboro with a three-point lead, 49-46. Back with more in 40 seconds. 109 seconds to go in this game. Hillsboro with a three-point lead, 49-46. It'll be Hillsboro basketball following the timeout. Ball comes into Sammy Matouche. Now into the front court to Rupert. Rupert, top of the key, is fouled by Kayla Stouter. Stouter gets her second, team sixth, and out of bounds one more time. Now Nokomis will be able to stop the clock with a foul and hope that the Toppers miss some free throws. Ball comes in to Sammy Matouche in the backcourt for Hillsboro, and she is fouled by Stouter. Stouter gets her third, team seventh, and that will put Matouche at the line. With 100 seconds remaining in the ballgame, Matouche will shoot the one and one. Sammy with 17 points tonight. Hillsboro with a three-point lead, 49-46. And the free throw is nothing but net. 18 points tonight for Sammy Matouche, 5'11 junior. And the next toss for Sammy is nothing but net. 19 points for Matouche. And a five-point advantage for Hillsboro, 51-46. Nokomis has to giddy up and go to get back in the game. Here's Alyssa Huber with it. Toppers want to play good defense and shut down Nokomis. Here's Huber into the corner to McKenna Sanders. Back across to Stouter, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Rupert for Hillsboro. And Rupert bangs it off the legs of McKenna Sanders, out of bounds. So Hillsboro will get the basketball with a minute 17 to go in the game, leading 51-46. And now Kylie Meyer will come back in and replace Claire Tester for Hillsboro. Now we're going to have Meyer inbound the basketball for the Toppers. Been a good ball game tonight. Ball comes in and Meyer hands it right to Kayla Stouter. Huber's going to try the three ball. It's no good. The putback by Taylor Lohman is no good, and she is fouled. And Lohman will get a couple of free throws for Nokomis. Lohman with 22 points tonight. Foul that time. Called on Kylie Meyer of Hillsboro, her first, team's fourth. A minute 11 to go. Lohman's free throw good. 23 points for Taylor. 51-47. She can make it a three-point game with another free throw here. And she does. 24 points for Lohman. 51-48. Hillsboro with a three-point lead. Toppers try to inbound the ball, and they throw it away. Picked up by Nokomis, and they throw it away. Now a big scramble at midcourt and a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Nokomis. The teams trade turnovers. It'll be Nokomis basketball. On the alternate possession rule. And now they're going to say that Matouche called timeout when she had possession of the ball on the floor. So the Toppers get the timeout. So it will not be a jump ball, I don't believe. From what it looks like here, it's going to be Hilltopper basketball. A minute six to go in the game. Hillsboro has a three-point lead, 51-48. Brandon Engelman, the head coach of Nokomis, pleading his case with the officials. But it'll be Hillsboro basketball with 66 seconds left in the ball game. And the Toppers leading Nokomis 51-48. Boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Hillsboro at Carlinville. North Mac at Auburn. Coverage starts at 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106.1. Jade Scroggins will inbound the basketball for Hillsboro. Nokomis will come with full court pressure. Ball comes into Matouche in the backcourt. Matouche into the front court for the Toppers. Under a minute to play, Hillsboro with a three-point lead. Matouche dribbling around into the corner to Rupert. Aubrey drives inside the lane, kicks it across and throws it out of bounds. Turnover number 14 by Hillsboro. So Nokomis will get the ball back with 49 seconds to go in the game. Down by three, 51-48. Here's Stouter into the front court. Off to Lohman. Skip pass intercepted by Sammy Matouche of Hillsboro. Turnover 17 by Nokomis. And now a foul in the back court. Called against Alyssa Huber of Nokomis, her third, team's eighth. And that'll put Matouche at the line to shoot the 1-1. A three-point Hillsboro lead, 51-48, with 37 seconds to go in the game. And Matouche with 19 points tonight. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Macy Eisenbart. Half a minute to play. Nokomis down by three. And here's Kayla Stouter, picked up her dribble and took an additional step, and that's turnover 18 by Nokomis. And the ball will go back to Hillsboro with 31 seconds left in the game. Hillsboro leading by three, 51-48. Kylie Meyer comes back in and replaces Claire Tester. The ball will be inbounded right in front of the Nokomis bench, and Scroggins will have the task of doing that for Hillsboro. Into Matouche. Matouche double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Still on the dribble. Along the right sidelines with 20 seconds to go. Into the corner, out front to Scroggins. Scroggins off to Rupert, and now we're going to have a foul called. And this will put Rupert at the line to shoot the 1-1. The foul that time on Kayla Stouter. That's going to be her fourth, team's ninth. So Aubrey Rupert, a 5'7 junior at the line for the 1-1. No, they're going to put Scroggins at the line. Jade Scroggins at the line for the 1-1. Scroggins' free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Macy Eisenbart, tied up immediately by Emily Reynolds in a jump ball call. It's going to belong to Nokomis. 13 seconds to go in the game. Hillsboro with a three-point lead and Nokomis with a shot. They get the ball back with 13 seconds to go. Into the front court, Lohman. Lohman into the corner to Sanders. Back to Taylor Lohman. And now time called by Nokomis with 6.9 seconds left in the game. And a three-point Hillsboro lead, 51-48. We'll be back with the final 6.9 seconds. And who knows, maybe a bit more. And we'll do that in 40 seconds. 6.9 seconds left in this game. Hillsboro with a three-point lead, 51-48. Let's see what Nokomis has drawn up. They will inbound the basketball on the sidelines near the stage. Stouter the trigger man. Here we go. Stouter looking. Lohman in the corner. Lost the ball out of bounds, but it was knocked out by Hillsboro. Clock down to 5.2 seconds. Nokomis will get it back. Here's Stouter, looking to inbound the ball. Running out of time. Goes back door. It's tipped away, and Hillsboro comes up with it. And that's going to do it. And this ball game is over. Your final, Hillsboro 51, Nokomis 48. A heck of a ball game tonight. And we'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment. Well, that was a heck of a ball game tonight. Hillsboro held on for the win, 51-48 over Nokomis. Let's check the scoring totals for you. First off for Nokomis, 24 points from Taylor Lohman. She led all scorers tonight. 8 points from Macy Eisenbarth, 2 from Kayla Stouter, 2 from Kirsten Hughes, 4 from Vanessa Patkus, 4 from Alyssa Huber, and 4 from McKenna Sanders. Quarters of 13, 12, 15, and 8. Nokomis was 7 of 8 from the line, 19 turnovers with the loss now 16-11. For Hillsboro, 19 points from Sammy Matouche, 15 from Aubrey Rupert, 2 points from Blankenship, 9 from Reynolds, and 6 from Tester. Quarters of 11, 17, 14, and 9. Toppers were 10 of 18 from the line, had 11 turnovers, and with the win, Hillsboro now 17-11 on the season. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to our friends here at Hillsboro High School for their hospitality. And thanks to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Fun ball game tonight in front of a good crowd here on a cold Thursday evening. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Once again, the final, Hillsboro 51, Nokomis 48. I'm Terry Toth. So long from Toppertown.